This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget. We're at part 53 of Peace of the Father. On part 52 on yesterday's broadcast, I brought you verse 13. Today, we are at verse 14. And what I want to do actually is to join the two together to get even more context. So Paul says this: "No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it." He's talking about perfection here. "But I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead." And then there's a comma. He says this: "I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us." Now, there's something that is very interesting in this verse I've just noticed. Paul says, "I press on," first person singular, "to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us," first person plural. So he's talking about you as well as him. He's talking about me as well as him. So he's saying, we have been called. There is a calling for you and I. And Paul is clearly saying, I know my calling. I know what I'm supposed to do. I am supposed to bring the Word of God, I am supposed to bring the good news about Jesus to the Gentiles, to those who aren't the Jews. And he's saying here, I am pressing on. I'm going on. I've made a decision that I'm not going to look back. I'm not going to turn my head and look back at all the mistakes I've made, all the things I've got wrong. How big a mistake have I made? You know, I would believe that Paul would say, you haven't made anything like the mistakes I've made. You really haven't. You haven't gone out and persecuted and killed Christians. I have, Paul would say. That's the stuff I've done, and that is why I cannot look backwards. I cannot turn my head and look back at past things that have happened, because I know I have been forgiven by my Redeemer. I know that the past is finished. It's all over. I've put it in the past. I've left it in the past. I don't even want to look at it, and I'm not going to look at it. Because you see, if Paul had turned round and looked at the past, it could have destroyed him. My father was born again in 1967-68. And his life was transformed. My father preached for 30 years that the Holy Spirit was in the first century and had died out in the first century. So the Holy Spirit didn't exist today. He preached that for 30 years. And then my father heard the truth and was baptized in the Holy Spirit in 1968, and his life completely changed. He became a completely different person. And he'd studied Philippians many times. My father was a studier of Scripture. He was a minister. He used to minister in church. He was a theologian. He studied Scripture. And he must have studied this particular Scripture. Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead, I press on to reach the end of the race. My dad must have been through that many, many, many times. But he always regretted what he did. He regretted so often that he had not brought the truth when he was preaching. He regretted the way he lived his life. And I can remember sitting there talking to my dad near the end of his life and saying to him, "Stop this regret, Dad. You cannot regret all the time. You cannot regret all the time. It has got to stop." But my father regretted. And nothing I could say would make any difference. He regretted what he'd done. Paul had done so much more in the scheme of things. I don't know if Paul had regret. I do know this, though, that he turned his back on the past. He turned his back on the regret that he was feeling. He put the regret in his life behind him so he couldn't see it and didn't want to see it. And because he was so inspired by the Holy Spirit, and because he's written what he's written in his word, in God's word, a word inspired by the Holy Spirit, we have to do the same. You know what he says in verse 17? I didn't want to look at this, but I'm going to. Verse 17 of the same chapter says this: "Dear brothers and sisters, pattern your lives after mine and learn from those who follow our example." That's an instruction. Listen to what I'm telling you now in verse 13 and 14. "I focus on one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God through Christ Jesus is calling us." I'm teaching you, says Paul, and I want you to learn from my example. I want you to set your hearts and your minds on this example, not to look back, but to look forward. And if you want to, and I believe this is right to do, before you make a decision that you're going to do that, then just go to the Lord himself and just say, "Father, I ask you to forgive me for my past, for what I've done in my past. Lord God Almighty, I ask you to forgive me in the name of Jesus. Would you have me not look back?" Check it out. Check it out with God. Don't just take my word for it, but check it out with God if you wish. I know for me, that's exactly what I have to do and continue to do. But if you don't agree with what I'm saying, check it out yourself. Ask the Lord yourself, "Is that right for you?" I know his answer. Before you even check it out, I know he's going to say, "Yes, that is exactly what you must do. Forget the past. Move forward. Press on. Because I have called you," says God, "to win the race. I have called you to run this race, and I have called you to finish it. And you can only finish it if you are not looking backwards. You must keep your eyes focused forwards, focused on my son Jesus, and win, and win, and win again. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. How amazing is that? He is calling us to finish this race. Sometimes you wake up in the morning and you think, how can I continue? I've got nothing left. But if you keep your eyes heavenward, you'll find you've got more than nothing left. You have something so powerful. And that is the Holy Spirit that is working through you. Do you remember when Paul was talking about in verse 10, I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. Think about that mighty power that raised Paul from the dead. That raised Christ from the dead. Think about that just for a second. What sort of power do you think it took for the Lord Jesus Christ to be raised to life, incorruptible, to be raised up on the third day? Think about that incredible power. And the Lord says to you, you have access to that power, beloved. You have access to that power because I give you access to that power. I've given you that access right now. You can have that power in your life as you strive onwards, not looking back, but you strive to win the prize. Do you want to continue this race? Do you want to finish this race? I want to hear you say a yes and amen. Say it loudly. Say yes and amen right now. Heavenly Father, I pray for those who have just said yes and amen, and I say yes and amen. Lord God, give us that power to finish this race. Give us that power to not look back. Give us the power to bring more to you, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name.